For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Cindy Burgess Gerson, what an amazing person. Jason, our gay son, Andrews.
Just saying. Okay.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Christy Dougherty, the OG Prime Supreme.
And our super-duper premium sponsor, Kelly Grant, the most gorgeous girl in Texas. We love you. Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie Caron from the Bachelor podcast, Cold Rose Pricks. Look at that, changing up the words today. And yeah. Here I am with my favorite little man in the whole wide world, Ben Mandelker, of the B-Side blog and the Banta Blender. Hello, Ben.
Oh, hi, Ronnie. You're my favorite little man in the whole wide world also. You are.
And neither of us are little.
Aw, we're grown up.
Yeah. It's the way you love, guys. It's the way you love.
The way you love on your podcast husband.
So, everyone, welcome to Real Housewives of New Jersey Day. What a celebration. Hope that everybody has cleaned the cake off the floor.
Yeah,
like the animals that you are.
I've tried. There's still some frosting down there that I'm going to lick up because I am an animal. I'll lick it off the floor.
It feels so amazing to not be shilling our show today because you guys sold it out. So thank you for selling out San Francisco. That is next weekend. We are thrilled. Yeah. This is our last Real Housewives of New Jersey recap before that show because that live show will be a Real Housewives of New Jersey recap. So there you go. Now you know what to watch before you come.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, we pre-recorded our Below Deck episode for tomorrow. So if you hear us shilling tickets tomorrow, don't be confused. It's just we pre-recorded.
Yeah, we got ahead of that monster.
Yeah.
So shall we just jump right into Real Housewives of New Jersey being?
Classic Modge.
Classic Modge.
That's Classic Modge just to jump right into it, okay?
Guys, just in case you're wondering whose life Melissa envies, it's her own. I still don't know what the hell that means.
Yeah.
The only life I envy is my own. Really? Well, congratulations. You've got it.
Yeah, you've got a very boring, uninteresting life to envy.
Stupid hooker.
You stupid, stupid, envious hooker. So this week's episode begins. We see Tree at home making pork chops with her dad. And she's drying them with paper towels. And she's like, is that the trick? You dry them? I'm like, you have like 5 cookbooks. And you're only now learning that you're supposed to dry your meat before you try to sear it?
What are you supposed to do with this parsley? What's your trick? You chop it?
Yes, Teresa. Okay. You peel your vegetables. You dry your meat.
Do they feel it, though? What's parsley pose in yogas?
I can't wait till someone tells her she's supposed to unbox her plates before she serves her food.
Or preheat an oven. Why would you turn an oven on if there's no food in it? That's what I used to think.
So Melania is doing what she does best, kicking the shit out of her sister.
Yeah, pretty
and,
much.
There's nothing. Melania can grow up as much as she wants, and she can get her beautiful eyebrows and beautiful eyelashes done as much as she wants to. I will always still love her the same as my little Melania, who wears shirts that say, I love tacos. I mean, that's my kind of kid. I've always loved her. I always will love her. I can't wait until she steals her first car. I'm going to be so proud.
Yeah, it's gonna be an excellent moment. I did not notice that her t-shirt said, I love tacos, but that's so amazing. That's so amazing. I love tacos.
She's my favorite.
But so, poor Melania, she's going through it because she's, you know, She's still missing grandma a lot. And there was like this really sad flashback of her crying in the kitchen being like, I look over there and she's not there anymore. And she's like, and Teresa's like, but when you see her, doesn't that make you happy? She's like, no, it makes me scared. And I was like, oh, Melania, give her a taco.
Well, yeah, there's a ghost standing there while she's trying to do her homework, saying things like, Melissa's a dirty whore in Italian. Like, of course she's scared. Leave the poor little girl alone.
Puttanesca.
This was very sad, guys, because I don't know if you know this, but Teresa, like, since Joseph's gone, I'm, like, essentially, like, a single mom's, and my life's not ever going to be, like, carefree-like. Okay. I feel really, really bad for you.
Yeah, exactly, in your gigantic mansion.
That's paid for on the backs of the people you robbed. Yay, yeah. Teresa! Drip,
yeah,
drip,
exactly.
Tear, tear.
Exactly. Don't forget you defrauded people. That's why you're a quote-unquote single mom at the moment.
Yeah, public service announcement. That said, glad you're back from camps, okay? Yeah. And back on the show. Love ya. Okay, Siggy goes to Dolores' house. And
this is like the suckiest fucking weather I've ever had in my life.
Who reigns? Who reigns on other people?
Hello? It's like someone's crying on me. These are my tears that went up to heaven and then came back and fell on my head for Joshua.
My tears created so much moisture that it's raining on me.
It's disgusting.
So Dolores answers in this huge poncho, which I love to point out ponchos because this is such a pretty poncho. But she's like, oh, hi, how are you? And Sig's like, oh, Dolores, I have so much to tell you. This blanket is so comfy. I met at the diner. The humor came out and she apologized. She's making it a mental point to be sensitive. I'm like, can you stop a minute so Dolores can talk about her cabinets? Like, Dolores is a person too, Siggy.
Dolores is like ready to talk about some sconces she found at Pier 1. Now, I was going to talk about the sconces I found. They were in memory of Boo. You know, it's been a year since Boo died. Now Frank's back in the house. Oh, you're still talking about Margaret? Okay, fine.
Do you have a son who knows how to hold a fork? There. Okay. Like, who are you going to complain to?
You ever get a tomahawk steak? Turns out it's not a tomahawk. It's actually a steak that looks like a tomahawk. It's crazy.
Did you know that a cowboy steak is actually a cowboy? I felt terrible when I found out.
Do you know a porterhouse? Guess what? It's not a house for a porter. It's actually a steak.
So,
you know, Dolores... the G in the filet mignon is silent. How about that? How about that? It's a G you don't even say. That's like a whole letter.
So after that brilliant diner scene last week, Siggy is now kind of comfortable because she got to sob with, you know, her fellow Joan. She got to laugh with her fellow Joan. So she's okay now. But Dolores is like, you know what? As far as Margaret goes, I don't trust her. Okay? I don't trust her. And Siggy's like, well, that's good. Because in that moment, I have to say, she was being nice to me, but she gave you a dig. She said you're a yes person. And and you know what? She said Teresa and Melissa said it too.
I love that. She gave you a dig. And I was like, well, see, yeah. Well, I mean, like, why would I be an ass kisser? I mean, like, you know, Teresa thinks I'm an ass kisser. I've been like the most loyal friend there is. I'm not an ass kisser.
Yeah, I don't even know where this yes girl comes from. The only person I say yes to is Maz and Frank and Frankie.
And,
you know.
And to be honest, I don't even say yes to them that often. It's more like, yes, I get it, but no, Frank, you can't do that. No, Frankie, you can't eat your steak like that. No, Frankie, you have to break up with your girlfriend. No, Frank, I'm not going to do the dishes. No, Maz, I'm not coming into work. So I do say yes, but mainly I say no. So anyway,
I'm watching you like a TV right now.
Like, this is so good. I was like getting into my like Dolores mode.
I know, I love
Dolores.
Well,
you know,
mode.
I got some coffee today and I went down to the store. They have milk on sale. Yeah, the milk's on sale. It's the skim milk, but you know what? I was thinking about getting some 1% milk. I don't know if I like the 1%. It's like, okay, Dolores.
We get it, Dolores. But now Dolores has actual things to talk about besides countertops and cabinets. And she's like, I've risked my own credibility to vouch for Teresa's behavior a million times. A million times. It's like, that's the idiot father who keeps co-signing leases. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then they're like, why am I broke? Because you keep co-signing the lease of your, like, drug addict, auto theft, you know, son. That's why.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Every single time I go into the Hallmark store and I buy myself a new figurine, I always have to tell them Teresa's a great girl. She's a great girl. Just like Frankie, Frankie's a great guy. You know what? Teresa's a great girl. Frank, he's okay. You know what, though? But he thinks he runs his house. He hasn't been in 18 years. So Frankie's a little weird, but I called him embarrassed. You got to apologize. Okay, Dolores, got it.
So she threw the little porcelain Maxine the Shoebox lady across the store. And she was celebrating. She's back from camps.
You know what I love? I love those Tender Memories figurines. They're wonderful. Anyway, so
Siggy's like,
I know what we'll do. We'll have a party. We'll hear Teresa out because once a year, my friend Jody sells affordable jewelry and Pam and her mother sell affordable handbags. I want to support them. I want to support affordability. I want to support women. I want to support everyone. So if you're going to come, just don't be like, brah.
Okay, Siggy, you're the one who screamed and yelled at every event this happened so far this year.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, she has a friend named Jody and a friend named Pam, and Pam has a mom who's coming too. Like,
yes.
Okay, Bernice is coming also. She's going to be selling her new line of bedazzled coasters. They're wonderful. So Bernice and Jody can get together with Pam. I think also Joanne's coming also. Joanne, she's selling her own wine glasses. They change color when you hold them. It's great.
I mean, who doesn't need a tissue box with glitter and jewels? Thank God for Pam.
And Dolores is like, well, look, I'm no follower, but I'll do exactly what you say. Just say when and where. So
I can't wait to see Jody's handbags.
So
you know, when I go to watch What Happens Live, if Andy Cohen ever invites me and he says, where'd you get that handbag? I'll say it's from Jody from Jersey.
Has Dolores never been on?
I'm sure she has been.
Oh, yeah, I would hope so. My God, what if Andy just had something against Dolores? He was like, no,
I don't know.
If I have to hear about one goddamn kitchen remodel.
He does play favorites, so who knows? But I think that Dolores has got to have been on by now.
Yeah. Well, hopefully she was there going, oh, Andy, you're so bad. Because, you know, that's what she'd say on every single thing. Yeah.
You know, Andy, I'm not going to answer that right now. OK, you know what? I'm not going to answer that. All right. You're just scumbag. You're scumbag. Welcome back, scumbag. OK, getting ahead of myself. So now we go over to the Gorga house where Joe is busy smacking Melissa's ass. And then in turn, Melissa's smacking Joe's ass, which is pretty much the way it goes at this household. You know, minus like a waffle flying through the air. And guess who shows up? It's Margaret Joseph and Joe. It's Margaret Joseph and Joseph.
Oh, God. And I love that Melissa's, like, getting all, you know, yes, all women or whatever. She's like, how would you like it if I smacked your ass, Joe? And he's like, yeah, I'd get a boner. Yeah, I'd have an orgasm. Yeah. She's like, yeah, you like that? Yeah, you like that? Yeah, you like that? It's like, glad we're all learning. Mm-hmm. Okay? Glad we're all learning. Yeah, so Marge and Joe come over, and she's like, we brought alcohol, even though I don't drink. Classic Marge. Also, something else is in this bag, which I'm not going to tell you what it is. You just have to guess.
You just have to guess. Okay, I'll tell you. It's a duster. You know what? Not like a Lisa Rinna duster. It's a Margaret Joe's. It's from the Macbeth collection. And honestly, it's a dustbuster. Honestly, we're selling dustbusters now. But it has a little fur trim on it. I think it's great. It's wonderful. I think you'll love it. It's Classic Marge.
Classic Marge. Classic Marge.
The dustbuster sucked itself up. Okay, all right. Well, it doesn't have to trim anymore. No big deal. Still works. Still works.
So Joe's like, hey. Yeah, I want, you know, more of a, like, detailed story on how you met. Like, okay, here's how I imagine it goes. Yeah, he's slinging the sledgehammer down there. And then Margaret came down, and she dropped a napkin. It's like, oh, God, Joe.
Now, here's what happened. Let me tell you how we really met, okay? So I was, like, wearing a tank top. I wasn't wearing a bra. You know, because I can't always wear a bra. Like, sometimes Joan would say to me, Margaret, you got to wear a bra, Ma. And I was like, I can't wear a bra. It's, like, classic man not to wear a bra. I'm just, like, let the titties, like, girls just flying left and right, you know, just bouncing around. Like, one of those things, like, you put on your desk. A marble goes from the left to the right, and they hit each other. It's on the strings. It's like, those are my boobs right now, okay? That's what I'm feeling. I walk down. He's staring at my boobs. I'm like, you know what? Why don't you go stare at Jody because her oven works, okay? Why don't you go up the street, heat up some macaroni and cheese, come back to me, then we can talk.
Joe saw me for the first time and he said, whoa, pigtails, those are called handlebars. Yeah, you know, he smelled like bologna, but then I just wanted him to get inside me, but then it took him forever. Finally, I was like, come on, pull the trigger, get in here already.
You know, what's the big deal with bologna anyway? Like, everyone says bologna's bad. Guess what? It's like five different meats. Who doesn't want more meat? You know what I'm saying? Like, why don't we get, like, more the merrier? Get more than all the meats inside of Joe. That's what I say. We go get a motel room. You know, we couldn't do it on the couch. You know, the couch is brand new. It's got the plastic on it. Marge Senior would walk in on it. It'd be very difficult. You know, I told Joe, going to motel 6. Guess what? She called him Motel 69 for what he did to me, Joe. You see what I did? Classic Madge.
And then Joe Gorga, of course, asked the most important question. Was it in the kitchen? And she's like, God, no, that wasn't even finished yet. We had to go to a hotel. It took like 10 years for him to finish that kitchen. Still, the oven doesn't work. Thank God for Mona down the street. What an angel. Bubbler. What was her name?
I think her name was Jody also. No, actually, her name was Margo. Let me tell you something. You think I'm going to have sex in a room that doesn't have running water? Okay, never going to happen. All right, I got to wash my hands after I deal with this one, okay?
I told them, look, I'll have sex with you in here the minute you get confetti on the floor. Right.
Put some confetti down. Put some Mylar up. Then we can have some sex. Okay, that's what I'm saying right now, Joe. But you know what though? Like, you know, I don't want to make Joe cry. Okay, that's not what I'm here to do. All right. And like, at the end of the day, I'm a very compassionate person. And like, that's not what the Macbeth collection's about, making people cry. So we go to a motel, make them cry there. Okay, classic Madge.
Any man who dates someone or marries somebody who has a collection called the Macbeth collection needs to watch the fuck out.
I was at Tiago yesterday, and a guy was reading Macbeth, and I like almost took a picture to be like, the Macbeth collection. And I was like, okay, I got to get a hold of myself, okay? My life cannot be overrun by housewives. If I see Macbeth, my first instinct should not be, oh my God, Real Housewives in New Jersey. It should be like, oh, what a fine Shakespearean play.
I do not trust anybody in a coffee shop reading Macbeth. Come on. Give me a break.
Maybe it was like, maybe he was getting ready for acting class.
No, give me a break. Also, speaking of acting class, I live right by an acting studio. And every time I'm walking Bueller at night, they're all standing on the street, you know, running scenes with each other, talking to each other.
Is that the one on Fountain?
Yes.
Oh, my God. By that coffee shop. Oh, my God. There's something about that acting studio. Like, I don't see in any other acting studio across this city. It's something with that acting studio. Maybe they don't have enough room, but they're always on the sidewalk at 7 p.m., always like talking to themselves, reciting their scenes. I mean, I just drive by, I see them. I'm like, classic actors.
There was an older lady on the corner of the building, and I guess her scene partner was like, fuck this, I ain't practicing. And so she had to like run her lines by herself. But I'm walking down Fountain, and I'm just looking at this crazy old lady screaming at the sky. Like, she's really going for it, you know, because when you're in acting class, it's really important that you scare the people on the streets to know that you've got something, you know. It was all worth the move. And I thought, this is really getting to be like the meth head homeless people screaming at the sky near that Target on La Brea. Like, it's really harder to tell who's in acting class and who's just a homeless screaming, like, meth head.
Yeah, there's a fine line between bum and actor.
There really is, and I'm not sure if that's saying that things are going well for our country or if they're just worse. Like, are homeless people getting dressed better? Are actors just dressing worse? I don't know. But I ain't buying tickets for any of those damn plays, I'll tell you that.
the truth is, there's just not a lot of difference between method and methadone these days, right?
The methadone. Stella Adler methadone.
I was getting really into my Little Shop of Horrors part, so I'm here at Skid Row.
The Actors Studio Methadone Clinic. Oh, so
now they go.
Speaking of bad acting, Melissa and Joe go in to play pool with their couples on the couples date.
A totally spontaneous activity, you know?
Yes.
Except for the fact that there was a giant poster of Melissa's book in the background, Love Italian Style. Did you notice that?
No, I did not.
Well, good for you.
That's
good.
How much there is to look at in this house. I'm like, wait a minute, what is that?
Well, at least it's not like Teresa's house that has a suit of armor for no reason.
That's true. And also, like, those dead angel wings as door handles.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, she was ahead of the trend because, like, here in L.A., people love painting those wings on their walls so people will take Instagram photos. And they think they're so original.
Yeah, but Teresa probably really found, like, the first angel and just, like, ripped off his wings. So it was like, it's a door.
They gilded them.
Yeah, so they're playing pool, and they're like, "Oh yeah, pool. I'm so into pool. I'm so glad we came over." Okay, so now let me tell you, I went out with Siggy. You know, she's suffering. She's suffering because, you know, she was crying, and I felt bad. She's suffering, but we left happy. And the diner, it was empty when we left. You know, which is a good sign. So classic Marge. You know, go
classic
full,
Marge.
Leave empty.
You know what? She cried 5 times, and it was just like, it was like enough already, but it ended, you know, she had cheese fries, she gave me some cheese fries, gave us some omelette, like everything was fine, although we did agree that I'm more of a Joan than she is, okay? You know what? That's true. Guess what? I'm better friends with Joan than she is. She admitted it. Everything's good.
The only thing she's got in common with Joan Rivers is the Rivers part, because it's Rivers of Tears all day long.
Yeah, talk about soggy flicker. More like soggy river, right? Soggy bottom boys, right?
That was named after her. I told her, I'll be Joan, you be river, okay? So she's like,
She took it and made herself Joan Ocean. You know what I'm saying? Like, she honestly cried me an ocean. Okay, that's what goes on with Sicky. Soggy flicker. Soggy.
Hashtag soggy. First world problems. You know, she thinks it's the hormones, but and she's getting pellets in her butt. She told me, which of course leads the Joes to be like, what? Pellets? What? And Joan number two is like, that's crazy. You better never do nothing like that to yourself, Margie. And Joe's like, you women, huh? Why you women gotta go through menopause, huh? What is that? This is stupid women. What the hell? What is that, huh?
Yeah, they're basically like sitcom characters at this point, but like a crappy sitcom that no one ever watched.
He's basically like one of those people when you see people who are going through trauma on TV, they're like, yes, he shot at the police, but it's because he was going through trauma with those wide, confused eyes. That's Joe at all times. I would never be around Joe in a block of knives.
So, importantly, now Melissa says she's pissed because she's like, you know, I want an apology. She apologized to you, but where's my apology? It was my birthday. Who's the real victim here? I'm like, we are, actually. We're the victim because we had to watch this, although we actually really loved it, so we're not the victim.
And Joe, when you need pellets, I'm going to shoot myself. Okay.
Okay.
Keep your promises, sir.
You're the one who's going to need plugs, so... So, Siggy's
misogyny. Remember when misogyny was okay?
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago. And then Harvey Weinstein happened, and now it's like, oh. So, just kidding.
Let's
think
reshoot
it's great
the season.
These assholes have been exposed.
Let's reshoot all, the
everyone's
season.
Everyone's coming out. You know, there actually is a Bravo link to all this, like, post-Weinstein, you know, sexual harassment stuff that's coming out, which is that John Besh had to step down from his restaurant empire. John Besh is a frequent guest on Top Chef. He also was on Iron Chef America. But John Besh, he had to step down from his restaurant group. So there, Top Chef tie-in.
Yep.
To Harvey Weinstein scandal.
Pig.
Yeah. Anyway, we then go over to Siggy's house and we Joshua!
Joshua! Hug,
kisses for your mother! I got us takeout. For some reason, I loved it. She like picked up the paper bag to because she got takeout and like the bag broke at the bottom. Did you see that?
This bag is an animal!
Who does that? Who wets a bag and then puts it in a plastic bag in case the wet bag breaks and then the bag breaks as expected?
She's like, how's Deb? Are you sleeping here? Her house? Oh, her house? Why aren't you sleeping here, Joshua? And he's
Joshua.
Like, Mom, we're not ready for threesomes, you fucking creep. Also because she has fucking door on the hinges in her bedroom, okay? It wasn't taken off, so his mom can creep by.
That's right, because you know that if you brought Deb over and they're having sex, you'd be like, Joshua, I just want to ask, do you need a beverage while you're having sexual relations with Deborah? Deborah, just want you to know your cookie isn't as good as my cookie. Joshua, cookie test.
Joshua, here's a glass of milk. Now, compare cookies.
She's like, that's all I wanted.
All I wanted was an opportunity to show him I'm a cool mom. That is not how, okay? You're already comparing your cookies. I think he's making the wise choice.
I didn't know because I obviously didn't have a girlfriend or a boyfriend in high school, but was that like a thing that people would stay over at each other's houses like they do when they're adults? I didn't think that was like, oh, I didn't think that.
Yeah,
like
if you want your alarm clock to go off at 4 a.m. and sound like, you stupid slut whore sitting bitch, which would be my mom yelling at us as we got caught. Hell no, you don't sleep at someone's house. But I am old, you know. Now it's like, okay, have your boyfriend come sleep over so I can check him out, make sure he's wearing condoms, and, you know, do a pee test.
Yeah, exactly.
Now it's actually the responsible thing to do to have them in your own house, you know?
It is, sort of. So now, so now she's like grilling Joshua, are you going to go to college with Deb? Is she coming with you? Are you guys going to get married in college, freshman year marriage? Are you going to forget about me? Are you going to forget about me in college? Is your first, are you going to take Forget About Your Mother 101? Is that way? Are you going to major in Forgetting About Your Mother? The mother who gave birth to you, whose cookie is better than Deb's cookie. Chips Ahoy, more like Chips Ahoy. That's who she is.
Chips Ahoy. And Josh is like, nope. Is it that difficult to talk to your mom? Give me more than one sentence, more than one word. You know, I'm... You. He's like, why are you so mad? She's like, you know why I'm upset? Every little thing I do annoys you. I can't give any more, Joshua. Can't give any
Every time I drive over a trash can lid, I think about you, and I wonder, is he thinking about me, too?
She's used a whole roll of paper towels, sobbing, because Josh is only giving her one-word answers. Girl, you need to get you some Vivas, okay? They're still paper, but they're light cloth.
She would make a hilarious lawyer cross-examining a witness.
Were you at D'Agostino's at 10 p.m. the night of the crime?
No.
Were you at Best Buy?
No.
Were you at Costco? No. Please just give me something. Your Honor, I just beg you to ask the witness to give me something. I can't give any more to this witness. You know what I witness? I witness someone who doesn't love his lawyer, who's on the other side. Let me tell you something. When this trial is over, will you remember me, witness? Because I am guilty of
caring. Will you remember how clean I got this lasagna dish? I just love watching her sob over a lasagna dish that she's washing. It's hilarious. Your Honor,
I would like to approach the bench so I could give a hug and a kiss to the witness.
He's like, no. Your Honor, I would suggest refusing to let this witness lock his door at night so his mother can come in. Look, it's a prison, okay?
I just want to be the cool lawyer here. That's all. That's all I wanted.
Are you taking Deb to prison with you?
Objection.
In the criminal justice system. There are... what is his feet? In the criminal justice system, there are the... Hold on, I have to look it up, yeah, because now I have to know.
Bob.
In the criminal justice system. Let's see.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help me, God.
In the criminal justice system, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups. The cops who investigate crimes and the lawyers who just want more. Just a little more. Chunk, chunk.
Joshua, if you don't answer my questions, I'm going to hold you in contempt of your mother.
My name's not even Joshua, and you're not my mother.
In the criminal justice system, Siggy-based offenses are considered especially heinous. Oh, Lord. Oh, Siggy. So let's go back to Tree's house in the kitchen. So she's like, yeah, homework, Adriana, huh? What are you going to do right now, huh? And she's like, I have to study for a spelling test. And she goes, okay, I have you, okay. Sapahir.
Sophia. Sophia Vergara.
Stop being in the chair. And she's like, okay, sphere. And she's like, S-P-H-E-R-E. And she's like, okay, good. What's that? What is that?
That's like when you have a bad headache and they say you got a sphere headache, huh?
That's what the Indians use to shoot the other Indians with, huh? So...
huh? That's like where you goes and gets your makeups in Sephira, huh?
So Melissa comes by with things that are not sugar cookies. She's like,
they look delicious.
They're trying to talk, and Adriana's like, Mommy, downward dog. It's like, yeah. Mommy, look, it's a tree. Yeah. Look, Mommy, it's an upside down tree. Yeah. And Melissa's like, why are you talking to your children?
Yeah. Yeah, Melissa's like, she just gives them everything. Like, she's just too much of a pushover. I'm like, you're noticing this just now? Just now?
Yeah, and who are you talking to? Like, who are you talking about? You treat your husband like that. How about you get your husband to not buy restaurants without your permission, and then you can criticize how other people should be running their families. Madame! Yeah.
yeah, how about your husband stops throwing waffles around like they're Frisbees or Aerobies, because I remember Aerobies, and then you can talk. How about your daughter was sassing people last week on the show, so maybe you should sass your daughter. How about that? How about that?
Yeah, how about you talk your son into being less of a misogynist at 3 years old or whatever the hell he is? You're raising a nightmare, Melissa.
Although her son, remember it was last season, the son likes to, they were all having like a big family dinner, and he stood up, he's like, I just wanted to say one thing. I love everyone at this table. And we're all like, whoa.
Yeah, he's so cute. I'm not really dissing her kids. I just like to throw spears at Melissa. I like to throw Sophia's at Melissa.
Sophia's.
Also, Teresa said spheres correctly. I was just shocked that she said it correctly. I had to rewind it because I was like, did she just say spheres correctly? Which really goes to show you where we're at on this show. Like, I watched Planet of the Apes last night. The War of the Planet of the Apes. And I was like, these people are, like, these apes.
But you're talking about season 3 of the show, right?
The apes in this movie are more well-mannered than this cast.
I just thought, for some reason, it was funny that Adriana had to learn how to spell sphere of all the words. I don't know why. I keep on thinking of the Michael Crichton book. Which is good, because that book is really about people manifesting their deepest fears. And that's kind of what this show is about.
Ah, spelling.
Hey, Joe, there's a big squid in our living room.
So Melissa's like, she always gives in to her kids. She's a Mr. Softy. She's like soft serve with sprinkles and whipped cream. Like everything on there. Just someone make Melissa stop talking, please.
I was getting, between the cupcakes and the soft serve references, I was getting so hungry. Like, no wonder why, when it was over, I, like, got some chocolate milk at Ralph's. I don't know what came over me. I was like, I feel like having chocolate milk tonight. I got to think of quick. I was like, I haven't bought quick in, like, 15 years. And you know what? It wasn't as good as I remembered it. But I blame Melissa. Now I can track that urge to Melissa in this scene.
It's just odd to compare Teresa to a sundae. It's like, okay, I'd like some vanilla ice cream with deny on the top, please.
Like, yeah, soft. She's more like I think maybe pushover would probably be a better reference for Melissa. Anyway, the point is this: Melissa winds up getting mad in the scene because she finds out that Teresa knew about this restaurant before her. So she's like, you know, she's like, huh, I can't believe Tree knew about it before me. I'm like, well, yeah, I can, because it's your husband and this is just the way it goes.
Welcome to the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, he mentioned it in the bathroom. That's a private nudie time.
So Audrina's like eating her cupcake, and they are already, we can see this splinter start with this relationship. Because Melissa's like, where's the time? Like, everyone who owns a restaurant is working Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm like, also Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Melissa.
Yeah.
Like, what restaurants exactly do you go to? And she's like, yeah, well, he wants me to do it too. And I was like, yeah, sounds great. So Melissa's starting
well,
to
I'm
get
sure
really
it'll do just
pissed.
As well. I'm sure it'll do just as well as Heather Dubrow's restaurant from 5 years ago. That never happened.
Oh my god. Favorite comment section of the Orange County Register ever, when she talked about her future restaurant and everyone's like, shut up, you stupid bitch, you say Orange County doesn't know any good restaurants, how dare you.
Yeah.
So good.
So now we go to Classic Madge at the home office, and she's walking into the Margaret Joseph's collection, the Macbeth collection office. She's like, what's going on, little posse? Hey, there you are. Hey, little British woman with the Jersey accent. How are you doing? Hey, Mom. Hi, Majesty. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? We have a lot of we're very busy today. What's going on? What's going on?
Yeah, I need some reports. I need some reports on the elephant sex skin change purses. And also, Mom, sex life, senior. What you got to say for yourself? Joan Rivers, senior, you're up to bat.
And she's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I was like, what? What? An old friend of mine, Bob, is coming into town, and I'm going to go out to dinner with him.
And they're like, ooh.
Okay, Marge Senior over here. ADD with the conversation. My right, it's classic Joan right there. That's a Joan Rivers right there. You know, as one of her favorite people ever of all time, Mom. All time.
Seriously, you're going to go to dinner with him at the work day? Like, what is that? She's like, you had him over here during the work day for sex? I mean, who does that, Ma? And she's like, I went to the living room.
Seriously, ADD of sex. You know, she doesn't even know where she wants to have her sex anymore. Like, what did I tell her? Don't do it in the kitchen. Don't do it in the living room. Like, get a motel room just like your daughter. That's what you gotta do, Ma.
Well, yeah, me and my mom, we're only 20 years apart, so we raised each other, you know? Like, what are you gonna do? Dirty pics, huh? Like, no dirty pics, Ma, okay? We're gonna have to have a brand called Dirty Grandma. And she's like, it's called Sexy Grandma. Yeah, well, my mom taught me to rely on myself and to pick out lipstick. So,
you know what? You know what? I always say I was raised by wolves. You know, that's what that's why I wear fur all the time, because I feel like I'm a wolf. I'm like half wolf. I'm like Wolf of Wall Street, except I'm not on Wall Street. I'm just in like here in like Paramus, New Jersey. That's what I am. Wolf of Paramus. Okay. And you know what? I love it. I love it. I travel in packs, and by packs, I mean a pack of one. You know what? The only pack I have is a pack of cigarettes. I don't even smoke. It's just crazy. It's just like a prop. It's just prop comedy. That's what I do. It's very Michael Josephs.
Classic Marge.
Classic Marge.
Okay, well, some sex advice for you is to find someone good at sex, okay? Sex is important. I'm not afraid of anal. And everyone's like, whoa, Mom, whoa!
Classic Match Senior. Match, match.
So the phone rings. It's like, wah! 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 Oh, everybody, that's the crying ladies ringer. Hello, Siggy. It's Classic Marge here. She's like, hello, Marge, how are you? I wanted to say, I hope you're having a wonderful day. You're a beautiful person. I hope you can come buy some purses.
You sound a little shaky. Are your ovens warming your house, or is it extra cold in there still?
I'm still farting up those cheese fries. And Marge is like,
oh, I would love to, but we're going to be in Vegas. It's a shoe show. I've got shoes as well. They're made out of elephant nuts.
And Siggy's like, have fun, honey. Well,
yeah, we're going to something called Shoe de Soleil. And basically, it's a bunch of shoes that get on tight ropes and contort themselves. It'll be a very hilarious show. I can't wait to see it. I'm very excited for it.
It's called Shoes de Soleil. Oh, we go on a diving board and we throw the shoes off.
It's called It's Shoot Me Bitch, and basically a shoe comes out and sings Britney Spears songs. It's hilarious. It's a wonderful, it's like Shoe Me Baby One More Time. Great song, great song. It's basically a shoe ode to Britney Spears, like oops, I shoot it again.
Celine Shuan. Basically, basically some sparkly shoes come out and cry very dramatically.
We're gonna see this great classic Vegas act, Shoe Newton. Shoe just comes out there, sings songs. No one really knows why Shoe Newton's famous, but he just is. And we're just gonna buy a ticket to it anyway. We love it.
So next up, lunch with Danielle, Teresa, and Melissa. So Melissa or Teresa gets there last.
Yeah.
Oh, what
I was gonna say, I'm surprised you didn't mention the waiter. I thought you were going to just like.
Excoriate the waiter. Why? What did he do?
Well, because I know you love mentioning the waiter. Like, you know, you hate how Bravo always shows the waiters.
Well, I hate when they're like auditioning for something. Like, someone's going to discover them as a waiter on a reality show. Because
this guy was like, he's clearly. He was like a Joe Pesci guy. He's like, hello, may I take your order? I was like, oh, Ryan's going to have a field day with this guy.
I think
like,
after the waiter in Boca that was like, hey, honey, love you, love you. I think after that, it's pretty hard to top that waiter. I mean, not literally. I'm sure everybody tops that waiter, but you know what I mean. So Melissa and Danielle. Now, I don't know if everybody in the world forgot about the history between Melissa and Danielle, which we'll get to a little bit later, but never let them alone at the table, Teresa. Like, if you're going to be on time for any lunch, it should be this one with these two. But she's like, not having wine. I got a headache. And Danielle's like, I'll order the Branzino.
I love a good below deck med reference.
Yes. I just had to mention Branzino because, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We have
Branzino.
To.
You know, I think.
I love
think
a good
Captain
Branzino.
Sandy, I think she's moving here to LA because I saw her on Twitter the other day. She's like, yeah, I'm going to stay with my friend in Brentwood and I'm looking for a place to live out here. And right now I'm getting lunch at my favorite place, Whole Foods Market. I was tempted to be like, I'm going to come say hi to you.
We should. We keep trying to go out with Captain Sandy, but we've been out of town both times she's been here.
Well, you know who else was in town like 2 days ago?
Who?
Tree. She was she was signing autographs at Barnes & Noble, and I was like, I wanted to go and take a picture, but there was no way in hell I'm putting money to buy that book and stand in line just to get a photo op. So I'm like,
no,
sorry.
Yeah, Captain Sandy, I love legit. Teresa, no.
I would do it for the gram, but I'm not going to spend money for the gram.
I mean, I would do it just to watch her sign
Love Sphere.
Like, I'll spend money on Luann. Like, if Luann's coming to town, well, I'll buy that book. Yeah. I'll get in, like, Luann, because, you know, like, Luann's, like, I think my number one these days. And I don't know if you noticed People Magazine. There's something in People Magazine this week where it's like, come take a tour of my Sag Harbor house. Go, my little corner of heaven. I'm like, okay, Luann. someone wrote us. I'm sorry, I forgot I forgot his Instagram name, but he's like, hasn't she shown off that Sag Harbor house 10 times already? I'm
like, yes. Literally 90,000 times.
Oh, by the way, I got a new Mr. Coffee, the only man in my life.
By the way, I have to say, while we're thanking people for stuff that they say on the internet, this is so random that I'm doing this in the middle of a Real Housewives of New Jersey episode. But I have to say, somebody made us coasters and brought them to Chicago. These girls made us these amazing coasters. I mean, it's all original artwork. Some of them are of us as the housewives. I mean, they're really, really good. And we said thank you after the Chicago show, but I didn't have the card, so I didn't know who they were. So they're from Jackie and Trisha, Your Cut Fitnesses of Chicago. Southside! Yes. So,
Southside.
I found this card, finally cleaning my house and getting organized, and these coasters are fucking amazing. Thank you so much. We love you so much. Thanks for those thoughtful gifts.
Yeah.
So thank you, Brandon.
And it was Brandon Heath who, by the way, gets credit for being like, hasn't Luann shown off that Sag Harbor house 400 times?
Oh, and to those people who are new just listening to this podcast and saying, are they ever going to finish this recap? And what the fuck are they talking about right now? Welcome to Watch What Crappens.
Yeah, welcome. Welcome. Tangents are what we live off of.
Anything else to be thankful, anybody?
Because I've been drinking some homemade cold brew today, and you know, that's the strong. I need a refill, to be honest.
I started pre-brewing, like, the night before. I pre-brew a pot of my Cafe Bustelo, which is my personal favorite espresso brewed, you know, gas acid that I drink every morning, and started refrigerating it, so in the morning I can drink way more quickly. So it's doing great for my heart, guys.
Yeah,
great
that's my heart. That is great. I'm moving next week, and I'm no longer going to be within like quick walking distance of Starbucks. It'll be like I'm going to have to really rely on my homemade cold brew for those times when I only have 10 minutes before the show begins to get my Starbucks. So I'm gonna be really cold brewing it up. Are you okay over there?
I'm so sorry.
Hearing stories of me moving.
Yeah, I've decided to start vaping again instead of smoking, and it hurts. Okay, everybody, lunch. So basically, this lunch, Danielle starts off because she's like, anybody heard from Ziggy or Dolores? And she's like, nah. And she goes, well, here's the thing. I never want to be the person saying something starred now drama.
Mm-hmm.
But Dolores said something compromising. And if she doesn't come clean, I'm going to tell Teresa myself. Which, notice that, of course, the thing that Dolores said that was compromising was totally in private. And it was when she was going to hire Danielle's latest fiancé to do some work for her. Danielle, really low.
What do you mean by that? What was the fiance thing? I don't know about that.
Because she says at one point she was over because she's going to get some business advice from my fiance about whatever. Mm. I guess she says that later. So she takes like a private thing and then comes up with something that Dolores has supposedly said without cameras around and then brings it here. Danielle, really, you know, I can't blame a girl for trying to pay the rent, but...
Well, I'd rather have this come up than have to deal with like another 5 episodes of Teresa crying because she's home alone. So meanwhile, Danielle says this and Melissa's still complaining she didn't get an apology. You know, she's like, well, I don't know about you guys. I still haven't gotten an apology. Wait, she apologized to you, Teresa? Ziggy apologized to you, but not me? Like, where? Huh? Like, can't I even get some sloppy seconds around here? It's like, no, because you don't deserve an apology. Why do you have to be apologized to?
Yeah, she's like, sloppy thirds even? Yeah, you don't deserve one. So yeah. Teresa's like, well, I'm going to go to Puerto Rico with the kids because we haven't been away in years. Because Melissa's like, yeah, because you were away. It's like, yeah,
Oasis.
Camps.
Yeah, campses and Oasis.
Campses, Oasis. Oasis, yeah. Campses. So she's like, we want to go ziplining. Melania wants to go do that ziplining. And she's like, don't let her. She's working you, okay? You're too nice to them because they don't want you to be mad. Put your foot down. Fuck off, Melissa. And who cares if a kid wants to go ziplining? Is that like some horrible thing?
I mean, I feel like fuck off, Melissa, but I also feel like what she said wasn't like that bad. She wasn't saying you're a bad parent. She was just saying, she's like, no, nah, like you're afraid of being nice. It's okay to put your foot down. I think it's, you know, I understand when people don't want to get parenting advice from strangers and or podcast hosts. But I feel like when it's your sister, like sister-in-law, sister, it's allowed to say something like that. It was pretty benign. It wasn't very judgy. It wasn't said in a mean, angry way or accusatory. So I think Teresa has to actually relax.
I think it's because it's the second scene in a row that she's getting on her about parenting things. Well, it's becoming a pattern at this point.
Melissa didn't say anything to Teresa the other scene. She just mentioned it to us.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
She said something like, you're letting your kid do yoga now, or she's going to something now. I don't know. But yeah,
I know. Parents are touchy, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't blame her. And that's really bad if you're getting me to pick Teresa's side.
See, what I like is when I was at my boyfriend's family reunion, what's great is that's the sort of family where, like, any adult is allowed to discipline any child. So even if it's not your child, you know, you're allowed to be like, hey, don't do that. Like, you're allowed to discipline, which is a little different, I guess, than this. But I think it's good when parents just, like, if someone says you got to control your kid, like, that should be, like, allowed. That should be okay. Like, don't take it personally. It just means, like, hey, this is a note for you. This is a note.
Here's a note. Well, one thing Teresa does not take are notes, especially for Melissa. So that's basically that. Teresa's like, that was ballsy of hers. I would never tell anyone how to be with a kid. Like, she has my brother to co-parent, and I'm doing this essentially on my own spheres. So give me a break. Give me a break. I sure could use it, trying to make it to the tops, okay?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
So then we go over to the new restaurant. It's a whole new scene, and Joe is there, and Tree comes by. And like, where's Melissa's? She's late, huh? So
Teresa, who's 45 minutes late herself.
Yeah, she's already 45 minutes late. And then Joe's like, you're late. She goes, yeah, well, Melissa's not here. Well, she's late also. All right. So then Melissa shows up, and she's like, hey, you're late. You know, why is he so late and stuff? You know, I made times in my schedules of doing nothing to come over here and still be 45 minutes late. Why are you 55 minutes late?
Yeah, because Teresa was slightly less late. And Melissa's like, look, I got a business. I got kids. She's like, yeah, I got a business and kids, too. New York Times bestseller second. So,
yeah.
He's like, why, guys, we got an employees. It's a meeting, okay? One thing I know about business is you got to make some money, all right? That means you got to be here. These jokers. Is anybody really buying the fact that any of them are going to work at this restaurant or actually run this restaurant?
I know. Do we not remember Joe Giudice's pizzeria? Like, we saw that for like three episodes, one season, never saw that one again. This is not going to be going very far. And then
Teresa's
Joe's like,
I'm so pissed she got the audacity to talk about my kids, huh?
And Joe's asked, you know, being like, you'd be in the kitchen. He's like, yeah, I'll be in the kitchens. And then Melissa's like, well, I'm not going to go in the kitchen. I told Joe, I don't want to cook. Like, okay, what do you want to use? I want to be I'll be the hostess, but that's it. Like, oh, so you're not gonna be a waitress? She's like, no, I'm not gonna be a waitress. And I'm like, you know what? I think she's entitled to say I'm just gonna be the hostess, because you know what? This wasn't her idea, and she didn't have any input on it, and she just got foisted in. Restaurant got foisted on her. So if she says, okay, I'll help out, but I'm only gonna be the hostess, I'd say that's within her rights.
Yes, and also want a waitress? You can't just force somebody to waitress. That's that's like indentured servitude. Like, you have to really be good at being a waitress, okay? You can't just take orders. It'll all go to hell.
Yeah.
So Melissa's like, now. So she's like, yeah, I know what she's going to do. She's going to be here like Friday and Saturday going, getting drunk, sis. And she's like, what do you want, Melissa? Or what do you want, Teresa? She's like, I want you to work. And he's like, these two, the women's, like, seriously, the crazy ladies, the nuts. Is, what is it, the boobs? Is it the vaginas that makes them so nuts?
Is it the pellets in the asses? What's that going on?
I'm the boss here. No fightings, huh?
So then we go over to a house that belongs to David. So David is apparently Dolores' boyfriend, who I don't think we've met yet. And he's selling his house. He's got a really cute house. But she, Dolores and Siggy have come over to help stage the house. That way he could sell it. And there are a few design challenges. For instance, there's a Ducati in the living room. And there's also, like, you know what? There's one of those lamps. What do you call those lamps that look like they should be on, like, a soundstage? You know? But they're, like, interior decor now.
Ew.
I feel it's like this guy basically likes really big, bold, chunky pieces of decor.
And also like elliptical machines in front of the couch. Like,
yeah.
Do you watch this couch? And you can't even see the elliptical machine because it's facing, it's horizontal. So you can't even watch a TV while you're on it. What's happening in this house?
You know, I try to tell him all the time. I'm like, you know, you got to move the elliptical machine out. You know, we could donate it to the gym. But Maz is like, I don't know if I want an elliptical machine. It only burn like one calorie, like that girl on Below Deck says. You know, like, what can you do? You're just going to leave it here. You can put a Ducati in there. I don't know. It's a crazy world. But you know what, though? It's like I love him and I want him to move with me. I think he's great. He's a great guy.
A Ducati in the living room. Who does that? She's like,
I'm
look.
Sorry. I don't like stepping on other people's furniture, but this is driving me crazy.
She fixes a lot. She fixes like one of the lampshades.
Stands on the table. Yeah. At least take your shoes off, Siggy. You can at least take your shoes off before you step on the table.
She's like, well, look, this is the kids' room. Like, should I take down the Legos in here?
And she's like, no, kids are kids. Let them have Legos. Speaking of kids, Josh, he keeps saying, Lego my ego, my Lego my ego. It's like, let's make everything about Siggy's issues.
I don't want to Lego the ego. I want to hold it until it's all the way digested in his little tummy.
I want to hug the Josh-o.
It's like, well, you know, look, here's what's happening with him, okay? Joshua can't talk because he's upset about leaving his girlfriend. That's what it is. It's just like Frankie. Like, Frankie's so upset he cannot even pour pasta into a bowl, okay? It's killing him inside.
He's upset. You know what? He's not even applying to colleges. He's just stabbing his fork like a caveman. I mean, stabbing his steak with a fork. Like, I can't even say it out loud. I'm so distraught myself. I talked to Maz. I'm like, Maz, what's going on? He says, come to work. And I said, I don't want to. He says, okay, you're fired. I said, okay, I'll come in.
Did I tell you Frankie's so upset that he stabbed a cowboy and cut him to pieces?
Oh, that reminds me of Josh.
See, he's like, I can't believe that Joshua is annoyed by everything. I can't believe it. Anyway, should I rant about the cake again?
No kidding. I still haven't gotten an apology for the cake. So next up, Teresa and Melissa.
And this is when Siggy says, he's all about his girlfriend's cookie, but don't forget, he came out of my cookie.
Where's the cookie respect?
I'm like, this is why he doesn't want to talk to you, because you're talking about him coming out of your vagina. And, like, honestly, kids don't want to hear that about their from their moms.
So Teresa and Melissa, let's see. Melania, yeah. Sorry.
Teresa's over with Melania. They're playing with slime, which finally feels like an appropriate activity for this family.
I know. At least she can do one of their family members' hair with it, you know?
Yeah. And they're playing with it, and then Melania got an email from Joe because they've been emailing all, you know, like every day, and it's a nice little email, and Tree's like, see, I feel bad, Ziz, because Joe's missing out on all these little moments that he's never going to get back. I'm like, missing out
slime.
On making slime.
Yeah, Joe's got enough slimy shit to worry about right now, okay? Yeah. Just let him be. He's wading through a lot of shit right now. Also, this slime trend, every kid has been making this slime for the past year. My nieces were obsessed with it. Do you know what it's caused? A borax shortage.
But slime has borax. Been around. I mean, it's not like slime is new.
I know, but it shortage? Just became like huge. Like all these kids are making YouTube videos like, here's how to make slime. And so it was like this scene. They're just putting Tupperwares full of this shit. And you go to Target and you can't find borax or whatever, because that's what you use to make it. That's why there was like a cleaning product next to her. Weird.
Wow. Well, you know what? Good. No, I'm like fascinated by this. I think it's great. I think it's great that kids are like obsessed with like an arts and crafts project as opposed to, you know, something stupid like a Furby.
Yeah, crafts are huge.
So, arts and crafts. Oh, disgusting. Sorry.
Teresa's like,
yeah, how come that email says you cried, huh? What did he say in the email, huh?
And she's like, he said that no one shaves his back like me.
She's like, oh, Melania has a big heart, okay? She doesn't need more disciplines. Just, you know, she just needs more loves and attentions. Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, come hug me. She's like, no, Mom.
So then we go over to Siggy's house for her big party, where Siggy's dancing in the kitchen. And she's just so excited because Dolores is here, and Jody 1 and Jody 2 and Pam and Margo.
The kid is already Snapchatting the whole thing. She's like, look, here we are, walking in the door. Look, there's Siggy. Look, Siggy's hugging my ma, screaming about something. It's like, put down your goddamn Snapchat and say hello, young lady.
There was a lady in the background whose face was so funny, I took a picture of it. It's not so much that her face was funny, it's that she had so much makeup on, and she had this like, she had this blonde haircut. I'm gonna post this on our page, but it was like classic Jersey. I mean, the women who crawl around in the backgrounds of some of these parties just make me laugh out loud.
Classic friend of Marge. So Siggy, of course, is like, how are you, Dolores? I care. Okay, let me tell you, I'm still mad at Melissa. I mean, Tree apologized to me, but Melissa, zilch, nothing, zero. You know, it's less than the amount of hugs I got from Joshua today. Also, you were the one who called Tree for lunch. Tree did not call you to go to lunch. And the only reason you called Tree to go to lunch is because Tree has more power on this show, and you know it. So stop pretending that everybody's groveling. Yeah. At your feet, besides Melissa, lady.
Exactly. So then, speaking of which, over at Tree's house, a car arrives with Danielle in it to pick up Tree. And so Teresa gets in the car, and Danielle she's already got like a bottle of champagne for the party. And Tree's like, ow, should I get one? I could go grab a one. What, you want me to grab a one? I can grab a one. He's like, no, it's fine.
I got a Verve Clickos.
And Danielle's like, did you hear from Dolores?
No, and he's starting to get upset, you know, because, like, I don't know why I keep thinking about it, but...
Dolores?
I don't know. I just keep thinking about that name.
Dolores, did you hear from her?
Oh, no, I'm so mad.
Are you mad at her?
I'm so mad now.
Are you mad at Dolores?
I'm furious now.
Like, Teresa is such a robot.
Exactly. And I love Danielle saying, now, listen, I don't like to get involved in other people's relationships, but... Mm-hmm. So basically,
except yours and Melissa's. The only reason Melissa's even on this show is because your ass was Facebook messaging her, and it was even brought up at the reunion. Like, let's stop pretending that we all forgot, okay?
Yeah, exactly. So basically, according to Danielle, Dolores told her, be careful of Teresa because Teresa is not concerned with anyone or anything except for money. Just beware. Which, I mean, I would be surprised that Dolores would ever say that to Danielle, but I also don't feel like it's inaccurate.
Yeah, and it's probably, she probably said something in that vein, and Danielle's twisting it. Because Dolores got so mad about it that it's obviously like, you are taking what I said and twisting it, but you can't say that because Teresa doesn't understand how that
Dolores
works.
Dolores probably said something like, you know what, she doesn't really, you know what, she needs to, you know, Joe's not there, she needs to earn money, you know what, she's not really focused on her friends right now, she just needs to, she's focused on her work so she can get her money, she can support her family. She probably said something like that. She only cares right now about earning her money, right? She probably said that, and Danielle took it as, she doesn't care about friends or people, she only likes money.
Yeah, she's such an asshole. But it also is so beautiful because it's watering the bitch flower that needs to bloom. And it works.
Exactly.
So
yeah, exactly.
Teresa's like, I can't comprehend it. I'm like, yeah, we're all shocked, Teresa.
Danielle's like, good friends don't talk like that about good friends. Classic Danielle Staub. Oh, my God.
Madge.
Classic Madge.
So Siggy, back at the party, there's guests at this party now. And Siggy's like, everyone, these are the best bags, the material, I just love them so much. And then walks away. And there's a vase of flowers that says number one flicker.
Yeah. Yeah, number one flicker. It's in the Chanel number 5.
Yeah, number one flicker.
Chanel number one flicker. Joshua flickers my Chanel number one. So then Melissa shows up, and of course Melissa's always good for a passive aggressive hello. She's like, "Hi, I haven't heard from you guys. I haven't seen you guys."
I'm like, "Shut what's up, the deal?" And Siggy's like, "Well, you know, Melissa, in Boca, I was livid." She's like, "Yeah, but in your defense, I mean, you called us animals. You're fucking animals, Melissa. You're animals, okay?
You are.
You threw a cake." So yeah. I don't see why that's such a bad thing. She didn't call you a bunch of C words.
And, like, why are you taking it so personally in terms of, you know, like, you threw a cake, it agitated her. She's like, "You're all animals." Like, why would you be like, "I can't believe you called me an animal." Like, weeks later, I think it's, like, understandable. She was upset by the cake throwing. So even if she doesn't remember calling you an animal, it's really – she didn't call you the C word, okay? She didn't get real nasty. She just said, "You're an animal."
Yeah.
It's fine.
She won't let go, like, of animal, and Siggy won't let go of the cake. And it is hilarious to me. I don't know why it's still making me laugh. But Melissa's like, "I would have thought you'd call the next day and say, 'Hey, I had one too many.'" And Siggy's like, "You know what got me? I would never in a million years do what you did to that beautiful cake."
"I would never pick up a beautiful cake like that and throw it across the floor."
And Melissa's laugh. She's like, "Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm going to buy you another cake." And she's like, "It's not that. Buy it for the pastry chef." She's like, "Oh,
by the way,
God.
This is a woman, talking about, like, animals. Not only did she pour wine on the table, this is a woman who stepped on a stranger's table. Not a stranger, but, like, someone that's, like, not her boyfriend. Got and stepped on the chair and then on the table in her shoes to adjust something. So, like, I mean, you want to talk about animals? Let's talk about animals.
So funny. And Melissa's like, "I cannot talk about cake anymore." And Siggy's like, everybody shut up now. I need to say something. And Dolores is just looking at the sky like, oh, geez.
Here we go.
Oh, my God. This is like when I was an hour and a half late to the gym and I got that message from Maz. Oh, my God. Here we go. Someone's about to throw a barbell.
Oh, God. This is going to be embarrassing, like when Frankie didn't apply to colleges. Oh, God. I mean, I didn't say that. Okay, I got to apologize to Frankie. Oh, okay, I got to apologize to Frankie. I got to get new cabinets. I can do a new apology. You know, that's all. You can do that.
If I had a cake made for your birthday and it's three tiers and beautiful and specialized and quilted and has your name on it and you throw it across a restaurant, how many people think that is rude? Please, please raise your hand. And everybody raises their hand, of course. And she's like, "Thank you. Who throws a cake at a restaurant? Who does that?" And then she throws herself down on the ground and goes, "That's all I wanted."
It was amazing. That's all. And she, like, makes herself into the cross, too. Like, "That's all I wanted."
Now that is classic Marge, okay?
Yeah, classic Marge. Classic Marge. I mean, what is this? We're, like, pronating ourselves down on the floor. Like, what's going on here? Like, you know what should be down on the floor? More cake. Honestly, like, you can have your cake. You can eat it too, but you can't throw it, apparently. It's the classic Marge right there. Soggy flicker. More like soppy flicker, because she's sopping up all the dirt on the floor because she's lying there. You know what I'm saying?
And Dolores is like, "I don't know what prompted her to do that, but she did it. And Melissa's humiliated, and that's it."
It was pretty obnoxious to do. I mean, like, you didn't need to poll the guests. And of course, they're all going to raise your hand no matter what. Like, who here agrees that table lamps are better than floor lamps? Everyone's going to raise their hand no matter what, because they're like, "I don't know. I guess I'm supposed to raise my hand. You're the host."
There's a crazy lady yelling at us and wanting us to raise our hand a certain way. We're going to do it. Never mind. I can't think of words right now. I've been spending too much time on this show.
It's all right. So Teresa and Danielle show up, and then the ladies decide to go into a separate room where it's quieter, a.k.a. where production can have easier audio to deal with. So they go in this other room, and they're starting to hash out the cake thing yet again. And Teresa, at this point, now she's just like, she's over it. And she's like, "Listen, okay, we ate the cake. We ate the cake, and then we threw the cake, all right? Like, we ate it. It's okay." And I was like, she makes a good point. Like, you guys already ate it. It's already been sliced up and cut.
And she's like, "Yeah. And then after we throwed it, we had fun. And then that stuff you said was shitty. And Dolores, why after all this, we see crying, okay? Like, you should have said they was having fun, but you're crying. Why was you crying?" And she's like, "Because she's my best friend. And I do that for everyone, Teresa, okay? I stand up for my friends. I have a history of loyalty, okay? Like, let's call a spade." And she's like, "Yeah, let's call David Spade." She's like, "No, a spade is spade, Teresa, okay? I stood up for you for a long time. I would never, ever, ever let someone speak that way about you." And then Danielle's like, "Oh, you would never say anything about her?" I'm like, "Well, Danielle, I get that you're trying to, like, segue into that, but you're what a terrible segue.
Yeah. Well,
you
Danielle
can't even
like
repeat words properly.
Danielle opens up her murder mystery evening envelope. It's like, when someone says this, open this. So she's like, there is something you did say to me, okay? You said that Teresa only cares about money and doesn't care about anything else. And Dolores is just staring at her, and Dolores is like, she's very calm, and she goes, you motherfucking liar, you motherfucking liar. I never said that. You're a fucking liar. You're a fucking liar. You're a crazy scumbag. Scumbag. Welcome back, scumbag. Welcome back. You're a crazy person. Anyway, you're crazy. You're a crazy scumbag. You're a scumbag full of scum and bags, and not even paper bags, plastic bags that ruin the land and aren't biodegradable. You didn't even pay your 10 cents to buy them, you scum. Bam.
Yeah, she just like went straight for the throat.
Danielle's she got
like,
up. She was like, yeah, launch
Danielle's
across
like,
the
what
room.
Do I got to gain? I don't got nothing to gain from this. And she's like, oh, Teresa, what do you think? She's coming around after the past to be your friend? Okay, look, she's a starving, hungry bitch, okay? I would never, never, never. All I have to say is sleep with one eye open, Teresa, because she's up to no good. And then they show Teresa, and she's just standing there going,
I like Danielle saying that, like, what do I have to gain for it? I don't know, maybe a storyline, a spot on a TV show, you know, like more money, all of that stuff. So Dolores is saying that Danielle is back for revenge, and she's like, well, why would she lie? And Dolores is like, why would Danielle Staub lie? And then she just turns to Danielle, and this was my favorite part. She goes, Danielle, I'm sorry, people that have your problem think that things happen, okay? And Danielle's like, oh, now you're diagnosing me? Well, it wasn't that hard to diagnose. Crazy person, you've got that problem. But I love that. People who have your problem, oh my God.
And so this is what sets her off, Danielle. Because I think whatever Danielle has, I don't know if she's bipolar or like what she has that Dolores
she's
is referring
stop.
To.
Yeah.
She's stop-polar. So Danielle, this is what upsets her. So she's like, I know she said it. I know she said it. Why can't they see? Helen Keller could see she's lying. Okay, I know what I heard. I'm like, you obviously don't. She's like, she was sitting on top of the glow of a candle, and she flew into my room when she said it. And then a dragon tried to bite me, but she punched a dragon. And I said, thanks for that, Dolores, but I'm still telling Teresa. It's like, you're crazy. It's all in your head.
Yeah. So, like, yeah.
Helen
so
Keller just actually came in.
Yeah.
It's like, I just wish I could understand what she's saying. Anybody know how to read hand slaps?
So, Tree, like, she comes outside, like, to the staircase. Because Danielle has chosen to cry at a banister. So, Tree comes over and is like, hey, what happened? What's the matter? Like, what do you mean, what happened? What's the matter? You were there. You saw the whole thing.
Come on, what happened in there?
Did someone say something to you, huh? Huh?
And Teresa's like,
well, I gotta go, because, like, I came with her, and, like, the view Klukus is in her car, so gotta go, man, huh?
And Dolores is like, Teresa, be careful. Be careful with her. And then we intercut Siggy and Dolores with Tree, Melissa, and Danielle. And she's like, she said it, Teresa. And Dolores tells Siggy, do you think I said it? Do you think I would say that? And Siggy goes, do I think? Oh. So dramatic. And Dolores.
And then Melissa.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh. I was just going to say, Dolores said, I know you know I didn't. You know, Danielle had lots of problems in her life because of their relationship. And now it's water under the bridge. I don't think so. She's correct, and she's actually watched this show.
Yeah, absolutely. So then Melissa, I thought Melissa made a pretty good point, which is that, like, when they were leaving the house, Melissa's like, you know, when Siggy cries, everyone has to bow down and be like, what's wrong? What's going on? And comfort her. And here is, like, a guest in her own house, and she's just sitting there being cold and dismissive. Which I thought was a good point. Although the truth is, I understand why Siggy is cold. I mean, I feel like if I were Siggy, I probably also would not go and comfort her. But, you know.
Yeah, because Danielle's crying because she's the one who pulled out the gun and shot somebody. And now she's the one who's crying. Like,
yeah. Yeah. No, I wouldn't. I mean, I wouldn't expect Siggy to go and do that. But I did think it was an interesting point.
And then, of course, Melissa ends it with, well, surprise, surprise. I'm still waiting for an apology.
God.
And Dolores is like, I warned her, Siggy. If I wasn't her friend, I wouldn't have warned her.
I'm glad Melissa's not going to be a waitress at that restaurant because she'd be asking apology from every single table. I'm just saying, before the food comes, now would be a good time to get an apology from you, maybe.
Your food is half an hour late, and you're sorry, right? You're all sorry? You're sorry for that?
Sorry?
You guys are going to get me a free dessert, right? Because your dinner was late? Like, no.
So job. Funny. Yeah, this season, so every episode has been hilarious. So good, every single one. I love Dolores' explosion. So, so exhilarating.
This is going to be an interesting one to do live. I'm going to have to work on a lot of my impressions.
Yeah, I'm just going to lean into my Margaret because that's the only thing Margaret. I can do. I'm just going to bring Margaret into every scene, okay? Classic match. It's very, very Margaret because I can't do the others. I can maybe do a Dolores and maybe a Siggy, but
well, I'm hoping
my tree is just like...
I'm hoping she's in it because she's going to be at the shoot show in Vegas. So I hope
that's... What are you talking about? Of course she's going to be in it. Did you see this? The scenes from next week? It's going to be a big Siggy and Margaret fight. That's when Siggy says, I think you're an awful person for making fun of me!
You know who would never say that? Joan Rivers. All right? That's so.
Joan Rivers would say, can we talk? Okay, that's a lie. Maybe you knew that. Okay, you know what? I guess you don't understand. I don't think you understand Joan Rivers the way I do. Okay, I went to her ass a million times. Okay? Classic Mudge. Classic Mudge. Very, very close to Joan Rivers.
So funny. Well, everybody, that brings us to the end of another Watch What Crappens. We will be back tomorrow with some Below Deck.
Yeah.
We sure love you. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you mañana. Bye, everyone.